We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to opening day, Eve. It's like a holiday. 48 hours away from the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, one of the best rivalries in baseball. To open up the season, we'll probably have to wait another 24 hours for the Mets because the rain looks horrible on Thursday. We'll get to the baseball today. More fallout from Shohei Ohtani. The latest on DJ LeMahieu, which is not very good. Coming up at 3:30, another edition of Posted and Toasted. But today is a day of finality. Today is a day where we as New Yorkers can finally put to bed one of the great sports debates that we have had on and off for 6 years. How often do we have a sports debate that goes and it has its ebbs and it has its flows for 6 years before finally there is finality? This is a debate you've had at the water cooler at work. This is a debate you've had calling up this radio station. This is a debate you've had with your husband or wife. And of course, I'm referring to the debate between the decision, the great F-up of 2018. If you don't remember what I'm talking about, let's bring you back to 6 years ago when both the New York Jets and the New York Giants made a decision that they would regret forever.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
Wow. Listen to that reaction. It's like The Rock showed up randomly on Monday Night Raw. And then the New York Jets made their great F-up of 2018.
With the third pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC.
Our two franchises, the New York Jets, the New York Giants, linked forever because of a decision. A decision the Giants made to draft Saquon, a decision the Jets made to draft Sam Darnold. And the one thing we could all agree on, I think, 6 years later, with Saquon Barkley officially gone, with Sam Darnold now having been gone for 3 years, we all screwed up. But who screwed up more? And I'm here to tell you, as I wear my Jet bandana on this beautiful Tuesday, you guys screwed up more than we did.
It was the Arizona Cardinals. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
They did too.
Josh Rosen didn't last for a year. I mean, it'd be easy for me to just, it's the Jets because Saquon had such a much better career. But it is the Jets that screwed up more. It's hard because I'm like, am I taking the Giants or am I taking the Jets here? But I'm saying the Jets screwed up more here because Sam Darnold never rose to the level of a third overall pick. And then in the very next opportunity to draft a quarterback, you use basically the same pick, except for one higher, to take another quarterback. So when you draft a quarterback and then 4 years later, you're drafting at the exact same position, how could you not say that that's a bigger screw up? And forget the fact that he never materialized into the player that we thought he was going to be in New York. At least Saquon Barkley was a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro and Rookie of the Year and had a couple of seasons that were spectacular and lived up to the billing. You know what I mean? So I know you can incorporate so many other things, the missed time and et cetera for Saquon, and you match that with Sam Darnold. Maybe it comes out a little bit on top for Sam. But for me, Sam never lived up to what a second or third overall pick should have been. And to me, that's the most damning
thing. What's the goal of sports? It's to win, right?
It's to build a team and to win.
And to win. Okay, that's why we're all here. We're all here as fans because we hope our team wins. The Yankees are going to open a season in a few days. You hope they win. The Mets are going to open a season in a few days. I hope they win. We're all here to win, win, win. That's the name of the game. I'm about to blow your mind with a stat. Saquon Barkley ended up playing for the New York Giants for six seasons. He ended up playing in 73 games over those six seasons. In those 6 years, when Saquon Barkley was on the football field, the New York Giants had a record of 25-48. That is a winning percentage of .342.
Not all his fault.
Of course, obviously. Not all his fault. No, no doubt. I am not pinning that on Saquon Barkley. I'm just giving you facts. I'm just going to give you some facts, and we can digest it. A winning percentage of .342. You remember what I just said? What was his winning percentage?
.342, but running backs don't get the winning percentage.
I understand.
They get the statistics.
I'm just saying the Giants selected him 2 overall. He was on the team for 6 years, and when he played, those were the results. Of course, it's not all his fault. Sam Darnold played in 38 games for the New York Jets over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
His record was 13-25. You know what his winning percentage was?
No.
The exact same thing. I'm not kidding. I didn't make that up. .342. Both Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley.
Possible?
I know. You think I knew that? You think I planned it? No. I was out of curiosity looking it up. Now, that's not the end-all, be-all. It's just a side note to have. It's a side note that when you make a decision in the top 5 or the top 10 or the top 15, the Giants are about to make one, a significant decision at 6. The Jets are about to make a significant decision. You want that to impact wins and losses. Now, obviously, the Jets and Giants are in far different positions this year than they were 6 years ago. 6 years ago, they were both worse off, in my opinion. But they were also in different positions in where they thought they were. The Giants delusionally thought they still had a quarterback when they should have known, thank you, Eli, it's time to move on. The impact on winning that Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley both had for their teams was exactly the same. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the Jets knew and identified, we have to find a quarterback. Were they wrong? Of course they were wrong. A lot of that is on Sam. A lot of that's on the coaching staff. A lot of that is on the Jets. They don't know how to nurture and build a young quarterback. But what they did is they swung for the fences. They said, we know what we need. Let's identify it and let's try. And it failed, but they tried. The Giants, on the other hand, while they drafted a good football player and a football player that sold a lot of jerseys and a football player that hurt you by going to Philadelphia to the point where, to most Giant fans, including you yourself, he's now dead to you, they made a wrong fundamental decision. They went and thought about their team in wrong way that they didn't swing for the fences by drafting a young quarterback. And that's why, to me, their decision, even though they got the better player, was far worse.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Now, the one thing that I think will sit in your craw if you're a Giants fan is that you easily could have replaced Eli Manning, let him sit for a year or two with Josh Allen. And that just kind of, you never live that one down because what Josh Allen has become.
Yep.
But you can't go relive the history. And the reality is that in real time, I didn't disagree with this pick. I know it felt ridiculously high for a running back, and I think the next running back that was taken even close was Bijan, right? Or was it Bijan, or was it or Gibbs in this past year's draft?
There hasn't a running back as high as that.
As that high, it hasn't been a lot of high running backs since then. But it doesn't even matter. My point is, at the time, I thought this was a smart draft move because you looked at the Giants' offense and you looked at their team. And you said, if they had a playmaker, if they had a difference maker, someone who could hit his head on a goalpost on any single play.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And so sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe Eli salvages another couple of seasons because he's a vet. He knows how to play above the X's and O's. He can make still some of those throws. This is a good draft pick. And so in real time, it felt good. I think with Sam Darnold, in real time, there was a lot of question marks. Like, nobody knew what Sam Darnold was. It thought he was going to be a star. He only played a couple of years in college. So it didn't match what they were actually looking for. I mean, honestly, let's be fair. The Jets should be the ones lamenting not taking Josh Allen as opposed to the Giants, because the Jets still hadn't found a quarterback until they went and got Aaron Rodgers a year ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but at least they had the thought right. The thought was, we need to find a quarterback. It's the most important position in the NFL. The Giants had the thought completely wrong. And I remember sitting here when we all debated this, and this is why this is such a fascinating debate that we can finally put closure on. Because back in 2018, in the lead up to the draft, we thought this debate would last for 10 and 15 years, and it would be like a Don Mattingly versus Keith Hernandez debate, a Duke Snyder versus Willie Mays versus Mickey Mantle debate.
Yeah,
you know,
not like exactly.
One of those fun debates where everybody did well.
Yeah.
But we're just debating who did better. Instead, this is like a contest in which we're arguing who's less small than the other. So it is amazing how this whole thing turned out. But as we were leading up to that draft, the debate was the Giants need to realize they need to find their quarterback. And drafting a running back at 2 overall puts themselves in a position where 2 things have to happen for this to work. And I said this at the time, so I'll say it 6 years later. And spoiler alert, none of those 2 things happened. One option, win a championship. One option is, you just drafted a great running back, you've got Eli Manning, one last run, win. And if it's not a championship, you go on a deep postseason run. You want to accept that as being a winning formula? Fine. That did not happen. Because they didn't even make the postseason until the quarterback that you were doubling down on was gone. Mm. The second option was he turns into a Hall of Famer. The second option is we're talking about Saquon Barkley like he's Barry Sanders, like he's Jim Brown, like he's an all-time great. Maybe even if he's like you,
yeah,
who's, no offense, not Jim Brown or Barry Sanders, but certainly a guy who could be in the Hall of Fame at some point. Saquon's neither. He's not you, and he's certainly not Jim Brown or Barry Sanders. Those were the only 2 ways, to me, the thought of taking a running back at number 2 could ever work. And neither was close. He is not close to being you. He's not close to being a Hall of Famer. He's now gone. And the Giants never came close to saying, hey, let's reload with Eli. So the thought behind the pick, even though, yes, he was a fine NFL player, was a colossal failure.
Right. And so what was Sam Darnold then? If that's what we're talking about, Saquon, and he had a somewhat successful few years here with the New York Giants. I'd say 3 out of the 6 were pretty good years. Two of them were fantastic. What is Sam Darnold then? He never made a Pro Bowl. He never was thought of as one of the top two or three or four or five or 10 or 15 quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when I think about the Saquon draft, the same thing that we talked about up until this season because of the offensive line is the same thing that was the issue there. Think about it. Mm. It was Evan Brown and Will Hernandez, who they drafted also that year as a rookie. Nate Solder, Chad Wheeler. This is the offensive line that we're talking about. I know Odell was still there, but who the hell was blocking for Saquon?
This is really difficult because it's like picking what's more handsome than Evan not shaven or Evan with the beard. They're both ugly. But the bottom line is this, Evan, you just laid this out with Saquon. If Saquon became that Hall of Fame Barry Sanders running back, there was still a good possibility. It was still a mistake by the Giants.
Because they weren't ready to win.
The Giants, by taking the running back second overall, and this is why I think it's more of a mistake than, I agree with you, the Jets swinging, go for the quarterback.
Look at you, showing on Team Jets for a day.
It failed miserably, but at least they swung. The Giants sitting back at number two overall, when you're picking second overall, you can't afford your mortgage. Don't go draft a Ferrari now because you can't even pay your house. Stupid analogy, trying to make it work.
No, but it makes sense.
That was what the Giants did there. What they needed to do was not just sit there and go, we'll take Darnold and make that mistake. If you don't love a quarterback and there's lessons to be learned for the Giants in this draft, you have to entertain the idea of a trade. You can't sit there because had they traded back to 6 or 7, maybe Saquon tumbles and they still get him and they get an extra first-round pick out of it. Or, dare I say, as we keep worrying about the O-line and you're listing off guys like Chad Wheeler and Nate Solder, you take Quentin Nelson at 5th overall or something like that.
Absolutely.
Or, oh my God, you actually scout and you're the team that takes Josh Allen a couple picks down the line. You cannot, when you are that bad a franchise, take a running back second overall. For that reason, at least you got to give the Jets credit. And by the way, I give the Jets even more credit because they got back on their horse 2-3 years later.
That's it.
Swung again at Zach Wilson. Yeah. They keep throwing those darts. Sure, they fail. Sure, they're the butt of everybody's jokes. But at least they understand the name of the game. And the name of the game is you can't win without a franchise quarterback.
I'll tell you a quick story, Sean, about what you were talking about. So in 1997, that was the year that I got drafted out of the University of Virginia. In 1997, there was a thought that Jim Fossil was going to take me in the first round. And Jim Skipper, who was my running back coach, convinced him, you know what, Jim? Tiki's going to be there later. you need the wide receiver and the running back? Take Ike, and Tiki will be there later.
Bam.
Guess what? I was there later. And in this particular draft, 2018, that we're talking about, the next running back that was taken, the 24 teams in between the Giants and the Seattle Seahawks, none of them took a running back until the Seahawks took Rashad Penny with the 26th pick, or 27th pick, I should say, in the first round. And then after that, there was Sony Michel.
Nick Chubb.
In the second round, Nick Chubb went. So what you're saying is right. If the Giants had traded back, say somebody wanted that quarterback, probably the Bills, to be honest with you.
Right.
The Bills likely would have went forward and gotten Josh Allen. The Giants could have traded back, taken a lineman, taken whoever, because running backs weren't going to go that high.
Yeah. Think about that draft. The Giants walked out with Saquon and then Will Hernandez to try to fix the O-line. They could have gone reverse with Quentin Nelson and Nick Chubb. What would have resulted in a better Giant team?
I don't think they would have ended up with Saquon Barkley if they traded back, because remember, Cleveland had the multiple firsts and had already drafted Baker Mayfield, and I think there was a decent chance they were then going to say, hey, let's give Baker a weapon and draft Saquon Barkley. Look, there are a lot of ways the Giants could have gone on that day. All of them would have been better, more sound options than drafting a running back. And see, here's what's beautiful about this. I've always hated this debate for the last 6 years. You know why I hated it every time it would come up? Because there was no closure to it.
It was incomplete.
There was no end to it. It's like a lot of the modern day debates of Jordan versus LeBron or Mahomes versus Brady. Like, they're sort of fun to have, but they're going to evolve. It isn't over. It's now over. The fact that Saquon Barkley is no longer a New York Giant, we have complete closure to this. Because if the Giants would have gone on that run 2 years ago, and instead of getting nicked by Philadelphia, went further, and dare I say won a Super Bowl, I think the discussion would have been completely different. Because it would have ended with Saquon Barkley being a key part of a championship team, instead of what ended up happening. Which is ultimately, he's gone, It worked to a degree. It didn't work enough. But you had the wrong decision-making. The Jets failed on Sam Darnold. I'm not here to tell you that that was such a great pick. It wasn't. So Sam failed.
How can you say that the Giants were worse?
Because it was worse because they had the wrong thought.
Okay, but the Giants...
The Jets had the right thought. Draft the quarterback. They just got it wrong again.
The Giants in subsequent years went to the playoffs. The Giants, they corrected it. Right? They and then took some couple of coaches.
Well, you could argue the Jets corrected it. 2 years later, they drafted another quarterback. That failed. And then two more years after that, they brought in a Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers.
Okay,
they corrected it, too.
Yeah, but the Giants have been to the playoffs twice since then. And the Jets have not.
Only once.
And Sam twice, right?
No.
No, it's right. That's one. That's right. It was 1 year before.
Matter of fact, they have combined shared the worst record in the NFL.
you're correct.
Since that great draft for both of us, we have the worst combined record in the NFL.
And by the way, meanwhile, Sam Darnold's on his fourth team.
Look, Sam was a boss, dude. I'm not arguing it. It's just that when you think back to that day, 6 years ago, 1 month from today, we will hit the 6-year anniversary of a draft that I don't think will ever be as hyped as any other draft in New York sports history.
There's some good players in it, though.
Of course, yeah. Look, there's a lot of ways both teams could have gone where things would have played out differently. But we were sitting there at 2-3 after the Jets traded up. And they were in that 3 spot. And the Giants were at 2. And we all sort of knew Baker Mayfield was going number 1 overall. That was an intense month of debate of who do you take, what do you do. And now that we have closure on all of it, it sucked for everybody, obviously. It sucked for all of us.
Didn't suck for Denver.
I mean us.
It didn't suck for Indianapolis.
I'm not talking about them.
It didn't suck for Buffalo Bills. These are all the teams that are right behind them, by the way.
I get it. I'm talking about us.
Didn't suck for Tampa with Vita Vea, who's one of the best D tackles in football. Like, everybody did well in this draft.
Except for us. And I'm just telling you, it sucked more for you than it did me. By the way, we have breaking news about head coach Robert Saleh. This is unbelievable breaking news about Robert Saleh. I have just been handed a note. It's a first-person account that one of my friend's sons was on a plane from Florida where Robert Saleh was, and his son, a young child, has just barfed all over Robert Saleh sneakers. That is breaking news.
What?
That is, I just got this over the wire. My friend's son had a stomach ache. He was on an airplane leaving Orlando, Florida, where Robert Saleh was.
What?
And he barfed on Saleh's shoes. But I've got great news just to prove to you, I am not a hater. Okay, I'm just giving you the news. Robert Saleh, quote, couldn't have been cooler.
Now what?
In fact, now what is get me a towel. His response to the son and to the father, don't worry. It's all good, buddy. I have 7 kids, and I've been puked on plenty.
Oh.
That's an actual quote from Robert, I know I've been very hard on you, coach. I may have called you ballsless yesterday, but I got to hand it to you. You are a man's man. It happens, dude. The kid had a stomach ache.
Right.
He let it go. He didn't mean to get it on your shoes. I have great respect for Robert Saleh, the human being.
You know what, Evan? This might be a great thing for you and Jet fans. You know what they say when a bird poops on you? That's great luck. Maybe this kid barfing on the shoes is the luck the Jets needed.
That's what I'm going to tell myself now.
Did coach tell him the best kids parent themselves?
Well, you got to turn this into a shot at Robert Saleh.
It's not. No, you know what?
Why are you hating on Rob?
I am going to take a shot at the Jets, though, briefly. This story, I'm assuming, is accurate. I don't know why you're
putting Robert Saleh over for handling this uncomfortable situation in a classy way.
This is not on coach. Coach did a great job. Here's my issue.
Oh, here we go.
The NFL's owners' meetings are in Orlando, which of any airport in America, we all know Disney, the whole deal. Can we get Air Woody to fly Robert Saleh back?
Maybe he stayed. Maybe Woody stayed.
He lives
in Florida.
Dude, the bottom line is this.
By the way, that's why he didn't.
All these other
Woody
cities,
stayed in Florida.
Man.
Makes sense.
Woody stayed in Florida.
Can you get your coach back up here?
I mean.
He's got to fly with kids coming back from theme parks.
No, I'll tell you the rules. If I was an owner,
stay humble. Fly commercial.
It's not even that. My rule is you need to have a season above 500 before you get my fly of a jet. That's my rule. If I owned the team, that's my rule.
I'm surprised coach didn't drive back like you like to do.
That would have been even badass. I give coach credit because I have kids. I understand how difficult it is to fly with them. If a random child barfed all over me, I wouldn't scream and yell by any stretch, but I don't know if I would have been as cool as Robert Saleh by saying, hey, it's all good, buddy. I have 7 kids that get puked on plenty. It's a great job by him.
Yeah.
Would you have handled it that way, T?
Of course, because I have six kids. I've been puked on plenty.
The real question is, how would Loogie have handled it with no kids?
Well, I've had random girls barf all over me, so I think I'd be good in that situation.
We'll get to your calls next. It is finally closure on a great New York sports debate we've had for 6 years. Who effed up more, the Jets or Giants, on that fateful night back in 2018 where the Jets took Sam Darnold and the Giants took Saquon Barkley? Your calls, 877-337-6666. Plus, Jim Harbaugh opened up about J.J. McCarthy, and it's unleashing crazy NFL rumors concerning his quarterback. We'll address it coming up. Plus, at 3:30, it's another edition of Posted and Toasted, where we guess the old tweets of some of our fellow WF fan coworkers. Speaking of quarterbacks, you know, one of the difficulties we have as sports fans is sometimes you really don't like a player. Not as a person, just as a player. And you say a lot of really bad things about that player. And then little did you know, a couple of years later, that player comes to your team. It happens a lot now in sports, and it's always very uncomfortable. You know, you ripped that guy for so many years, you didn't like that guy, and then all of a sudden, things just work out, and that guy ends up on your team. And earlier this morning, Sean and I were thinking about something that would affect Tiki Barber in a very dramatic way.
What about me?
Oh, yes, you.
Why are you guys thinking about me?
Who else are we going to think about?
My wife's out of town. I'm thinking about you.
Uh-oh.
There is a situation emerging in the city of Dallas that is quite fascinating. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott will not be discussing any kind of contract extension, mm-hmm. which leads to this planet that a year from now, Dak will get to free agency. He will be a true NFL free agent. So imagine this scenario. The Giants don't draft a quarterback at six. They play it out with DJ and Drew Locke. Things don't work out. They clean cut Daniel Jones, not too bad of a cap hit. And they look at the draft of 25. They look at the free agent market, and they say, you know who'd be perfect for us? Dak Prescott.
Here we go!
And then Tiki Barber, for all the critical things he has said about Dak, will have to put his arms around him as a Giant legend and say, welcome to New Jersey, pal.
I cannot envision that happening. There's no way I would endorse that. There's no way that I would get behind that. Because you got a 30-plus-year-old quarterback. So Giants don't take a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
That's what we're assuming.
Yeah.
And they don't like Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders or whoever else is on the free agent market next year that's young enough.
That's right. And they have a stud number one receiver that they've taken in this draft.
Exactly. And so what we're going to say is that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are going to risk their careers without ever having drafted a quarterback. Yeah, no thank you.
Nothing.
Here we go!
Hold on, though, Tiki. I think that I've read you pretty well here on this build-up to the draft. It feels like you got your right foot in, you got your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about.
And do the hokey-pokey and I turn myself around.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
You have basically pretended, or not, I'm sorry, pretended is the wrong word. You have been against drafting a quarterback and given off the idea that you're a little scared to jump in. Giants shouldn't be taking a quarterback.
They have a quarterback.
So that's what it comes down to, the Daniel Jones.
So for me, I can't help but be the businessman. I just can't.
It's you're
just
a businessman.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I can't help but look at it. I can't help but think about all the other things that the Giants need to do instead of spending an asset, a draft pick, on a quarterback when you already have one under contract. Now, to me, I am not the alarmist, fire my coach if he hasn't figured it out in 3 years. He's gone. You guys suck. Strip this whole thing down. Start over. To me, that's such a loser mentality. And almost every sport and every team and every city, that's what they scream for. To me, it's stupid. It takes much longer to establish winning than that. Some teams do it really quickly. Some coaches do it really quickly. Others don't, especially when the roster has been decimated like the Giants has been. So for me to think about taking a quarterback while you have one that's making $40 million a year and he's still under contract for three more seasons, this one included, it doesn't make sense to me to go draft his replacement. So build up the team, See if he has it. If he doesn't, then you move on from him and you make this decision next year.
But hold on. That's what's leading to this uncomfortable thing you're going to deal with a year from now.
But to me, Dak Prescott is not that guy.
Okay.
I've seen Dak Prescott fail in a lot of situations. Right, he's been great. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. Is he worth it every penny? I guess so. Because
in these postseason games, he's come up short. But
he's going to be 32 years old when that happens. Now that's not old, but I think his track record has told you he's falling short. Like some players just have that it. You can't describe it. You can't put your finger on it. He's got all the talent around him, doesn't he? Right? Haven't we seen this? They've gone above and beyond to put talent around him, and yet in those moments, something always goes wrong. So who is that on? Is it on the coach? No, it can't be on the coach. Let's keep McCarthy. Let's keep the failing situation that's down there. It's got to be on, I don't know, the osmosis or the charged particles in the air. I don't know what the hell it is. It's nobody's fault in Dallas. Am I right?
No.
Something else was coming. Right?
Whose fault is it?
Yeah, Jerry Jones isn't playing.
But
Tiki, who's going to be
that guy?
But who's going to be the best option next year? Now you can say Daniel Jones, but we're living in a world.
To me, it's Daniel Jones until he proves it's not.
Okay, but look, can we just do a hypothetical? Let's pretend Daniel Jones proves it's not this year. Okay,
by health. He can't stay healthy.
Right.
That's
right.
A simple answer. Go ahead.
He gets hurt
again.
Because
when he's healthy, he's actually a good quarterback.
Fine.
Okay, but
he gets hurt again.
Misses a few weeks again. Right. And remember, this is the year after this year with the out on the contract that Shane put in. So if they don't do it at the end of this year, they're going to play it out for the other 2 years.
So I'm digging deep into Quinn Ewers. I'm digging deep into Shedeur Sanders. I'm digging deep into the kid from Arkansas.
But they win just enough.
I haven't seen him play.
Burns and Thibodeau getting after it. They win 7 games. They win 8 games. They're not in the top 5 where inevitably the top running quarterbacks. You're in no man's land again. And you could either pay the money for Dak Prescott or trade 2 first-round picks to get to the top of the board on Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders. What are you doing?
I'm going Aaron Rodgers route.
Yeah, but by the way, I get where you're coming
I'm
from.
I'm going the elite free agent quarterback.
That's going to be Dak.
It's not going to be Dak.
Who else is it going to be?
I do not know, but it is not going to be Dak.
Here's the overall point of this, and obviously we'll have a year to see it possibly come to fruition. I didn't bring this up thinking you were going to flip-flop. I didn't bring this up thinking you'd say, I'm going to love Dak. I brought this up because this happens to all of us at some point in our life. Where there is a player we don't like, we don't want, not personal, that we end up having to root for. There is a scenario where that happens.
Here's the difference.
Go ahead.
You're speaking like a Jet fan.
Yes.
You're speaking like a guy who's so desperate for championships, to just win.
Yeah.
You'll take whatever, give me the best trash that you got, right? Because trust me. In Green Bay, they wanted Aaron the hell out of town. They wanted to throw him out of town.
Yeah.
It was pretty trash. It was the MVP trash. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want him anymore. So the Jets can go about that. The Giants have won a couple of championships over the last 20 years. They've been to the postseason. Has been pretty, right? It feels like they have the right coach. I don't want to feel desperate. And when you feel desperate, you do stupid, irresponsible things.
Well, there are 3 things that would lead to this possibility. Number one, the Giants don't draft a quarterback. We'll see if they don't. Number two, Daniel Jones proves he can't stay healthy. And then number three, we're sitting here a year from now knowing the Giants need a quarterback. And then there's 2 pots on how you can get that quarterback.
One is
free agency. The other is the draft. One of the guys that will be in free agency 1 year from now is Dak Eugene Alexander Aloysius Prescott.
Here we go!
And what a world it would be when Tiki Barber has to come on the radio, not flip-flop or anything, just say, he's my quarterback.
No,
I got to wrap my legs around him and hope for the best.
Then we all have to watch the game on mute.
Here we go!
Because we all listen to that for 3 hours.
By the way, when doing the middle name thing, Dak's actually his middle name.
Is that true? What's his first name?
Rain.
Rain Dak Alexander Martinez Prescott.
The head of the table.
Jared Goff.
Okay. He's going through the free agent.
I am. I'm looking now. You know who I'd rather have?
Who's that?
Jordan Love.
Okay.
You know who I'd rather have?
Zach Wilson.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
All of those teams are going to keep those guys, though.
We think. We think.
I don't know. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot on the table. We'll get to some baseball. The show rolls on, and also a little less than an hour. It's Posted and Toasted. Couple of things. The old debate of 2018, the great F-up of 2018, finally has closure. Sam Darnold's been gone for 2 years. Saquon's now gone. Who effed up more? To me, it's the Giants, even though they got the better player. And now we have angered Tiki Barber by bringing up the possibility that 1 year from now, the New York Giants and Dak Prescott may be a perfect marriage. Let's kick it off with Peter in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hey, Evan, thank you very much. It's not even close. You are so right on this. When they drafted him, the moment they drafted him, I said, they think Manning can play. And then it got compounded. They spent $65 billion on a left tackle who couldn't play. They got another guy from a lineman from I forget where, Tampa Bay. They messed that team up for a decade on that one move. That's
the problem. Like, the all-in move was drafting a running back at two. So yeah, he was a good player, and overall, when you look at his time here, I don't think it's fair to say his performance was bust-like. I think that's too aggressive. But when you look at what that decision meant and the ramifications of the decision, it was a bad one. The Jets just literally swung for the fences, and they swung and missed,
yeah.
No doubt. And then 2 years later, they swung for the fences again. And guess what? They missed by even more. And then they were put in that position to finally go out and get what they thought was their quarterback. Tony's in Fairfield, New Jersey. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, dude?
So this argument with Donald and Saquon is like me and you, Evan, going on two blind dates together and then the next night trying to figure out whose girlfriend was uglier.
Yes. I understand.
And I will tell you this, Evan. The girl you dated that night was way uglier, okay? We knew Saquon was a Superman. We knew he was going to be good to great.
Mm-hmm.
That was guaranteed. Darnold, you didn't know. He threw a lot of interceptions at USC. What the guy was saying before, we got Hernandez, we got Solder. The next year, we got Reimers, and we got Zeitler. We tried to put together a running game for Barkley. It didn't work because my poor Giants general manager's office has stunk for years.
Yeah, but Tony, you got the better player. We made the better decision.
Mm-hmm.
Of course Saquon Barkley is a better player, but his impact on winning for the time he was here was minimal.
Okay, so we have that. We can agree upon that. So we got the better player. You got the better decision.
Mm-hmm.
So who, on the flip side of this, both of these coins, effed it up worse?
Since?
Worse in that moment. Better player, better decision. Jets had the better decision.
Mm-hmm.
Giants had the better player. Whose was the worse F up?
The Giants. That's my point. Did you think that was going to get me to flip?
No.
Did you think that was going to get me to say, you got me now,
I just don't think missing on a quarterback, it's almost unforgivable. It cost you your job. It should. It cost you your job.
Well, it ultimately did. I mean, he was drafted by Mike Maccagnan. He lost his job.
And
it hasn't lost Joe Douglas's job quite yet,
yeah,
because he was able to pivot and go get Aaron Rodgers.
But was that the year that Maccagnan drafted and then left?
No, he was gone 2 years later.
That was 2 years.
Yeah, had 2 years to try to develop Sam Darnold, and it didn't work. And look, there's a lot of reasons why he didn't develop. Coaching, mm-hmm. talent around him.
Defensive head coach at the time.
Absolutely.
We know how hard that is.
100%. That's why a part of me even thinks, if the comeback to me is, Evan, if they drafted Josh Allen instead of Sam Darnold, so they just drafted a different quarterback, the one that turned out to be pretty damn good, how does this play out? The odds are it plays out in a similar way. I don't think they developed Josh Allen, considering who is coaching the Jets, considering the offensive weapons around him. And that's a credit to your guy and Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll did an amazing job developing him.
Yeah.
If Brian Daboll wasn't in that door, the Jets would have made the right decision in drafting a quarterback, but they would have effed it up anyway. What?
And not for nothing, Dave Gettleman, when you look back at all the bad moves he had, using the second overall pick on an oft-injured running back might ultimately be the power move that was the cascade of it all getting him fired.
I think it probably was. I think it probably was.
Both job-losing moves, missing on the quarterback or using the second pick on Saquon.
Now, our last caller's right in terms of how this the end of this classic New York debate goes. It's a sad one. Dude, it's sad that this worked out the way it worked out. Because sitting here in 2019, I was doing the midday show back then, we were so pumped for this draft because we thought this draft with the Jets picking at 3 after trading up and the Giants picking at 2 was going to be franchise-defining moves. And instead, here we are with the final closure of it, and we're looking at it as two of the all-time pathetic moves both franchises made. Because that's really what it turned out to be. Sonny's in Malvern. How you doing, son?
Hey, guys. Evan, before I tell you two major flaws in your theory there, Trevor Lawrence, guys, you believe he's a franchise quarterback or has the skill set to be a franchise quarterback? The answer is yes, right?
Yes, yes. I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I just saw, and there's no reason not to believe it, that Daniel Jones across the board has identical numbers to Trevor Lawrence. Just let me leave you at that. Number two.
It's misleading, by the way. It's completely misleading. And right. You know it, Sonny, because you're a smart guy. Trevor Lawrence, his first year in the NFL, he was 3-14, and he led the league in interceptions. Year 2 and 3, far better than year 1. So to penalize him for year 1 and that dopey comparison is not fair. You know it. I know it. Tiki knows it. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Jones knows it. Trevor Lawrence is better.
All right, as far as your floors in the draft, listen, I remember it very well. I believe, just as the Giants did, that Eli had a few more years left. Yep. The Giants' major problem was, and Tiki, you remember this, I forget what year it was. I think it was the year maybe they went to the playoffs against Green Bay and they lost, that they spent a fortune on the defense instead of building out that offensive line and right. giving Eli weapons. Evan, you don't realize that, and I remember this because I used to call Mike every day, and mm-hmm. Mike loved Sam Darnold. My theory was I didn't like Sam Darnold because he was a linebacker most of his career, guys. He didn't play quarterback until his senior year in high school and then obviously a couple years with USC, so he didn't have the experience. The Giants, Evan, would have picked Sam Darnold, okay, in that draft, and how would that turned out? And even if Barkley, second floor, even if Barkley would have turned out to be Barry Sanders or Earl Campbell, my two favorite running backs of all time, it would have meant nothing because the Giants continued to make miscues on the offensive line. So I'm sorry, you're two major flaws in that draft.
Here's the thing I'm not sure of, and this is one of those football debates that's so impossible to prove. If Sam Darnold ended up in a better situation, and yeah, I even think the Giants were a better situation, as crazy as that sounds, because Pat Shurmur...
Because he wouldn't have played. He would have sat for a year and then played.
That is true, and I wasn't even going to say that. That's a great point.
Right.
That's 100% true. Sam would have sat for at least some period of time. But remember who was coaching the offense, even though he wasn't a great head coach. Pat Shurmur got the most out of Daniel Jones.
Of course he did.
I wonder if Sam ends up with the Giants or Sam ends up anywhere else, if you actually turn him into a capable starting NFL quarterback. The Jets situation was so terrible in developing young players that I don't think it was going to matter who they drafted.
Yeah, you make a great point because the head coach was Todd Bowles. And we know who Todd was as a defensive coach. But their offensive coordinator was Jeremy Bates.
Ugh.
And I was just looking through Jeremy Bates's coaching history.
Yeah.
When he got fired by the Jets, he never coached again.
What does that tell you?
Exactly. Didn't catch on. Not a quarterback
stunk.
Coach. Not anywhere.
And think about Sam's next head coach. When he got fired, he hasn't coached anywhere either. Adam Gase.
That's right.
Have this great trend of, once we fire you, you're gone. Like from football. You don't even exist anymore. That tells you everything.
We need to stop spreading another piece of misinformation.
What's the misinformation?
Sonny did it, and several Giant fan callers, whenever they defend the Saquon pick, say it. Well, if they didn't take Saquon, they would have took Sam Darnold anyway. First of all, where did you get that from? Because Dave Gettleman didn't even entertain calls or ideas. It was Saquon was touching the hand of God. And basically, you can see the difference in the way Joe Shane is planning this now, this draft with smokescreens. Dave Gettleman told it all. You don't know that he would have taken Sam Darnold because he never considered anything else other than Saquon Barkley at number 2. But yet, Giant fans say that is gospel. The problem is, you'd have the right people in charge, the right scouts, the right general manager. Had you have, maybe they would have had the foresight to take Lamar Jackson Josh Allen.
He wasn't savvy enough to do what you said at the beginning of the show, Sean, which is trade back.
Or entertain the idea of a trade. Well,
yeah, he just didn't think about it because he was, I'm in my way. I know exactly how to do this. I've done it for 20-something years. I've been in front offices. I've been assistant GM down in the Carolina. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly who I want. And that means it's going to work. It doesn't always play out that way.
Dean in Asbury Park. What's up, Dean?
Evan, he keeps saying that it was such a smart move. But, you know, Eli, everybody thought he had a few years. It was build the line, give him weapons. Why aren't you banging the table for the Jets to draft a quarterback now. All you keep saying is build the line, get Aaron Rodgers' weapons. What's the difference?
Why would I want them to draft a quarterback right now? Why?
Why would the Giants at that point want to draft a quarterback over Eli Manning?
Because I think that...
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
I'll tell you why. Because I think even coming off an Achilles injury, I believe there is more in Aaron Rodgers than there was left in Eli Manning. Eli Manning was clearly on the decline. He wasn't 2 years removed from winning an MVP. In fact, I don't think he ever won an MVP outside
Aaron
of the Rogers Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers, his last season as a starter didn't show he's a little bit in decline?
Yeah, I think he's
made the playoffs.
I think he's in a little bit of a decline, but I think with what this roster has, it's still enough where if he's good to not even great.
Being hypocritical.
Why am I being
the right move is to take a quarterback, take a shot at a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you're not doing that.
I think it's completely different. I mean, I know what you're looking for. You're looking for, hey, you're not being consistent. I think the scenarios are very different. I think the New York Giants, off of a 3-13 season in 2017, with Eli Manning at the age of 36 years old, and listen, being on the decline and the Giants being years and years removed from a championship is different than where the Jets are with Aaron Rodgers. First of all, they acquired Aaron Rodgers, so they haven't even gotten the payoff from him yet. When they made the decision to bring him in, they knew he was old. It's not like he's been their quarterback for the last 12 years and they've already gotten a championship out of him. They brought him in knowing, hey, we've got ourselves a 2 to 3 year window. Let's go for it. That's where the Jets are. They are in go for it mode. They need to be in go for it mode. They brought him in. Eli was very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so my stance on the Jets is I'm not worried about the quarterback of the future. I need to maximize this window with Aaron Rodgers.
Especially if you think he can play at a high level at 40 years old. Now, back when we're talking about 2018, Eli was going to be, that was his year 37 season.
Right.
37, as crazy as it sounds, 6 years ago, feels old. You know, now it doesn't feel
old. Yeah, it does.
Now it doesn't feel like it's that old for a quarterback.
No, I know, and it's funny because Rodgers is older, as you said.
But I'm saying, but then, six short years ago, if you said, quarterback's 37 years old, you're like, dude, it's time to hang it up. Like, you don't even think about it like you do now. Nowadays, when a quarterback is 36, 37, 38, you're like, all right, he got a couple more years left. At least you think he does.
Yeah, I just think the scenarios are so different. The Giants in 2017 were coming off a year in which Eli played. He played every game but one. The one game he didn't play was the controversial benching for Geno Smith. And they went 3-13. And he played. So the thought was, Saquon Barkley is going to be the magic elixir and the Giants are going to return to form. It was flawed thinking. The Jets, on the other hand, had nothing from Aaron Rodgers because he played 4 or 5 snaps, and yet they still had a chance with average quarterback play to be a playoff team. So I think that every scenario is different. You have to look at them individually. And the New York Jets in 2024, going into 2024, far different than where the Giants were going into 2018. Speaking of the Giants, they have been linked to J.J. McCarthy. Jim Harbaugh coached J.J. McCarthy. He had some interesting things to say about him. We'll analyze, and if it opens itself up to one of the craziest pre-draft NFL rumors that could somehow involve the Giants, we'll get to that, plus the NFL really hates religion, and they hate you, and they hate your family. More on that coming up, 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.